The Athens anti-discrimination movement was launched in 2016 to address alleged racial discrimination by downtown businesses and has since branched into other services involving bail and legal support, youth programs, and education. Now, the nonprofit is launching the Justice for Black Lives Academy to recruit and train people of color for office and activist roles. Mocha Jasmine Johnson, president and co-founder of the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement, spoke with my colleague Chris Shoup earlier this week.
What can you tell us about the Justice for Black Lives Academy? Tell us about this.
Well, the Justice for Black Lives Academy is basically a 501c4 organization that I decided to launch shortly after running for office in 2020. It's a way to recruit, develop, and encourage other people of color to run for office, to get more politically involved, not just on a state level, but also just involved in politics, period, because whomever is in office makes decisions for our community, for our district, for our state, you know, on so many different levels. And I believe this is time for change. It's time for new leadership. And we need to encourage people to get involved in politics because it impacts their lives. So the Justice for Black Lives Academy is a way to teach people how to fish for themselves. I want to encourage people to not only see yourself as an individual that can run for office, but also learn how to organize in the community, keep people updated with important issues and policies that impact marginalized communities and people of color. And so that's what Justice for Black Lives Academy is. It's a leadership academy. It's to recruit, develop, and encourage other people to run for office, become community organizers and leaders, and to get involved.
So when you talk about this academy, is this a grassroots local thing that you're doing, or how big are you looking at with this?
I'm starting with the state of Georgia. Of course, Athens is my home. This is where we're going to start, you know, the first launch, this first push, the first recruitment, because before I moved to Athens, I was not involved in politics or activism. So Athens as a community birthed me as an activist, made me get involved in politics, because as an activist, I started to understand how local government operated. And I want to take it throughout the state of Georgia. I want to have a few seminars and conferences throughout the state of Georgia, especially in areas where it's concentrated, where there's a lot of just people that are not as engaged or checked out of politics, but we need them to be involved. So I want to target those areas and offer this seminar and have different conferences and recruit people to get more involved and to teach them, you know, give them the tools they need to advocate for themselves.
Well, you mentioned the organization aspect of this. What events do you have planned, and what sort of speakers and other leaders have you got confirmed?
We had an information session. Madeline Jones and Devin Pandy joined us. We had the mayor of Hull County, Mariah Parker, Paul Gaze. They all joined us on this first information session, just sharing their experience to encourage other people. Now my goal is to recruit 100 people. My goal is to continue to push this and try to recruit 100 people. And once we have our 100 people, then we're going to launch our first seminar. It's going to be here in Athens. I'm hoping that this will happen in September sometime, but the goal between now and, you know, the next 30 days is to recruit as many people as I can to send the word out there, you know. So if you know somebody that you think would be a good leader in the political realm, you like tell them about Justice for Black Lives Academy. So my goal is to recruit 100 people and then launch the first event here in Athens.
Tell our listeners, if there's someone out there who wants to get involved with Justice for Black Lives Academy, or perhaps there's a listener out there that wants to help, how can they get involved in this?
We're looking for experienced candidates and elected officials that want to share the knowledge and experience that they had. It doesn't matter. It can be people of color or non. If you want to fight back against oppression, this academy is for you. Check us out at justiceforblacklivesacademy.org.
Thanks for taking some time out to speak with us today. and to talk to our listeners on Athens News Matters.
Mocha Jasmine Johnson is president and co-founder of the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement.